And at 8:56, it's time to check in with Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill. It's looking like a fairly narrow trading range this morning, especially on the corn side.
Sure thing, Brian. It has been relatively quiet with mildly defensive bias. I think the defensive bias is a little bit in the wake of a firming dollar, but we'll talk about that here in a couple minutes. Currently, we've got the corn market down about 2.25 basis. The D's at 364.75. March is at 371.25, also down about 2.5. January beans kind of choppy and two-sided so far this morning, currently down about 3.25 at 886. December meal up 80 cents a ton at 286.50 basis. The D's and the oil is flat at 29.78. Chicago wheat down 3/4 at 452.75 basis. The D's March is down about 3.5 at 468. Kansas City wheat, $4.50 even, down about a penny and a half. And Minneapolis wheat down about 2.25 at 523.75 basis. The D's. Some of the deliveries that we've seen earlier this week in the Chicago market are starting to find a home, so we're looking for a little bit of stability there. We'll cross our fingers and hope for the best. FYI, the USDA did announce the sale of 124,000 tons of beans sold to unknown destinations for the 2015-2016 year, so we're cautiously optimistic that that will continue. Going back to the heart of the day, commodities in general have a risk-off appearance as the dollar creeps higher on ideas that there's about a 75% chance that the Fed will raise interest rates later this month. Employment numbers have been on a positive trajectory, but overall economic numbers have been less encouraging. Since the dollar is probably the 800-pound gorilla in the room, we've spent some extra time discussing possible Fed actions and their impacts. In our view, the rise of interest rates by 25 basis points in and of itself is not economically threatening. Another key aspect of a rate hike is a possible threat is that the interest rates have not increased in about 10 years. We all know what to expect when we try to move something that has not been moved in 10 years. In general terms, the rhetoric over the last several months has been like pouring liquid wrench on the situation, hoping that when the Fed does raise or move interest rates, nothing bad will happen. Well, the moment of truth appears to be about 2 weeks away. For commodities in general, the question we've been reviewed is, will a 25-point basis hike propel the dollar index above the 102 area that we saw last March? If we check those levels and retreat, commodities in general will likely remain range-bound and choppy. If the dollar moves comfortably above that 102 mark, commodities will probably begin to look a little overvalued and prices will probably turn defensive. Exports are already challenged, and a move above the 102 mark in the dollar index would generate additional headwinds for exports in general. We're crossing our fingers, and we'll see what happens in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Bill, thanks for that report. Have yourself a great day.
You too.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, with us on this Wednesday morning. And taking a look at the Wall Street markets here this morning, Dow is down 8 points at 17,880. The S&P down just a fraction at 2102. And the NASDAQ is up 15 points right now at 5,171. Weather-wise here locally, snow likely, but accumulations of less than an inch expected. The high 38 degrees with west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, the low 28, mostly sunny for the day tomorrow. And a high of 42 degrees. Looks like a gradual warm-up as we get into the weekend. Plenty of sunshine Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 50s. 35 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Another hour of Morning Edition is coming up next.